Well, Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for our Press Pass conversation. And you, of course, are always busy not only writing for the Buffalo News, but producing video stories for the web. And your latest article about erasing graffiti doubly fast. This graffiti problem has been ongoing for years. Sometimes it seems they're ahead of it in the city, and then sometimes you see more creep up again.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, Eileen, graffiti is one of the few offenses that really has some impact on virtually every single person in a community, one way or another. It's interesting because I got the idea about doing a follow-up maybe a little over a month ago. I do an awful lot of walking and took an unusually long walk from my home in the Parkside neighborhood through part of Delaware Park over that pedestrian bridge that spans the Skajakwata, over to Hoyt Lake, down Lincoln to Forest to Elmwood, and then all the way back. And in the span of that 5 miles, I counted well over 40 pieces of graffiti, some of them very, very flagrant, some of them a little more subtle, but all of them there. And a lot of people think that, you know, they say, my God, with communities facing homicides and armed robberies and drunken drivers, why spend a lot of time talking about graffiti? But experts say that there are major impacts. You have, first of all, some experts say that up to one-third of all graffiti is tied to gang activity, gangs that are marking territories. You have graffiti that is causing property values to decline. You have graffiti that often spurs other types of crime. And so it does have an impact, and communities are really struggling to try to keep up with the problem.
Where have some of the worst areas that you found in reporting on your piece? Where did you find some tough spots?
Well, it's interesting because when I walked in that area isn't as graffiti-laden as so many other parts of Buffalo. I know I've talked to many, you know, individuals, certainly on the Lower West Side, parts of the East Side, but it's really everywhere. I was over at the Delavan Grider area not too long ago where a city clean sweep was underway, where, you know, crews come in and do all kinds of things, trim trees and cut grass and vacant lots and so forth. And there were a number of houses, vacant houses, right next to properties that were being lived in that had, you know, horrible graffiti all over them. The crews had removed those markings. And so it's really everywhere. And, of course, not long ago, you saw a very high-profile case in the South Towns where people were arrested for defacing churches and other structures. So it certainly isn't confined to Buffalo.
So what are community leaders, residents, what are they saying? What did they tell you as you produced your piece on this?
Well, the city is going to be doubling up, if you will, on graffiti removal. They've had one crew for several years now, since a special unit was formed, and they're actually going to be doubling up, and Mayor Brown is hoping to see some major results in that. We talked to a community leader Arthur Robinson Jr. Is over in the Seneca Babcock neighborhood, very active in the block club, and he said this also has a pocketbook impact on people.
It does so much damage to property, and it, frankly, it's ugly. It just uglies up a property, and then people have to pay to get it removed, and it's extremely expensive to do.
This is, again, an ongoing problem that the city has been tackling for many, many years. They had set up the task force, I believe,
right,
2008.
Correct.
They've really made major efforts to try to keep up with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what the mayor has described to you.
Well, absolutely. And some community leaders like Art Robinson agree. They say the city has made strides, but Robinson and others have said that more has to be done at the prosecution level, in the courts. They want to see tougher penalties. And to that, Mayor Brown said there have been strides made in that arena.
We've seen more arrests of graffiti vandals in the city of Buffalo, and we've seen these graffiti vandals be prosecuted for these crimes, which says sends a message that you can't commit this crime in the city of Buffalo and feel comfortable that you're going to get away with it.
Some of the people that have been prosecuted on graffiti, it always amazes me of the age group. Some of them are in their early to mid-20s.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They're almost as they consider themselves graffiti artists.
Exactly. These are not always preteens. In fact, many of the more high-profile cases are adults. And you're right. They look at this in some way as artistic. And, you know, the graffiti coordinator for the city, you know, Bert Murdy, you know, talks about the fact that, well, you know, you can't do this on other people's property. It's against the law.
What about the effort to remove it as quickly as possible?
That's critical. The experts say that the sooner you remove graffiti, the less likely these vandals are going to go out and redo their deeds. And that's key. And, of course, that's a problem if you have hundreds of these incidents popping up in any given month, especially in these warm weather months. That's tough to keep up with. And that is the challenge that communities like Buffalo are facing.
Well, from graffiti to the roadways, let's talk a little bit about another topic that you're working on regarding car sharing along Main Street in the city.
Yeah, we went over to Main Street, and of course, for years now, they've been talking about correcting what many believe is a mistake. We all remember how Main Street was basically closed to traffic. This big pedestrian mall was created as Metrorail was being built. And working with the NFTA and the state, the city has been systematically moving forward with a phased-in approach that has already brought vehicles back to a small portion of Main Street. And eventually, at least this is the goal, we'll see traffic restored from Goodell all the way down to the foot of Main at the Buffalo River. It's going to take a lot of time. They're working now in the general area. They will be working soon in the general area that is known as the Theater District. Planning dollars have already been carved out. They've also got the money to start working on it, and you'll be seeing some work very soon.
So almost a block-by-block approach?
Yes, a section-by-section approach, which is the best way to fund such a complicated and expensive project.
Well, it has to be difficult for them to blend the pedestrian traffic of people walking, the train traffic, and then having cars alongside the metro rail.
Absolutely. And some critics have questioned whether this is going to work in certain pockets of Main Street. But it has in other cities. And, you know, there are downtown leaders and community advocates who have said that, you know, closing off Main Street to vehicles has been a major blow to downtown, and that this is the answer, even if there are some compromises. For example, they're going to be phasing out one metro rail station in the theater district and kind of making the station a little farther, you know, away the main station. But they say, hey, look, you know, no plan is perfect, but this is going to be better than what exists now on Main Street.
And certainly some people may take a risk on reopening some of those vacant shops that we see all along that section.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while. You know, the experts point out that it's, you know, that returning vehicles to Main Street is not going to be a panacea. I talked to Michael Schmond, who runs Buffalo Place, the entity that markets and manages the Central Business District. You know, no one's looking at this as a silver bullet. You still have to continue to produce residential developments, and we've seen a lot of that over the last 15 or 20 years in the downtown Buffalo area. And you know, it's the chicken and the egg. What is going to bring those businesses back to the downtown core? And the consensus seems to be that it's going to be a mix of incremental progress that's going to at least hopefully help to improve the picture. If not, I mean, no one is suggesting that downtown Main Street is going to end up being the Main Street that you and I remember in the 60s with AM&As and Henson Kelly's and Hingerers and all these other, you know, big stores. That's
right.
Not what people are saying.
And they're not putting a real hard target date on completion of it, which is probably a good thing.
Well, you know, I asked Mike Schmond, and he said that he's really hoping that within the next several years, you are going to be able to drive your vehicle, you know, from Main Street, Edward, you know, area, right down to the foot of Main and the harbor area. So hopefully that will be the case if this project moves forward.
And bring the tourists right down to the waterfront,
well,
we hope.
That's the goal. Tourists and, of course, a lot of community folks who go down there for what are going to be hundreds of events, you know, this summer and in future summers.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for our Press Pass conversation.
Thank you.